Hello and welcome to my podcast. I'm Arwen Lynch Poe. I am an author, a teacher, a mentor, and a tarot consultant. This is a ghost story. I have plenty of them, so I'm going to be sharing them with you here and there. My podcast is a mixed bag, and I hope you enjoy it. Please click follow and leave a comment if you do. In Denver, Colorado, I was part of a group called College of Wicca and Old Lore. The college was a group of teachers, witches and Wiccans, who taught others. We had, a four-semester program throughout a year. Each semester was based on an element, and we had a lot of fun. I was the resident tarot and rock teacher, and also did meditations for the elements, which I do have one of those on my podcast already. So, let's set the scene. It was a dark and stormy night. It was a dark night, but it was a full moon, and we could see the stars just clearly, because we were up in Golden, Colorado, and just outside of, so there wasn't any street light to interfere with our view. We had gone up there to do a full moon and initiation ceremony. Now, we had asked a homeowner if we could use their home, and they were very willing to do that. And we went in to cleanse the space before the initiates arrived. And every one of us had a weird feeling in one room. And it wasn't one of those, ooh, that's fun, like Busapa, say it again, ooh. This was a dark feeling. None of us got evil out of it, right? We just got this darkness. The homeowner had come with us. She was pagan herself. And she confirmed that she didn't really like going in that room. And there wasn't a lot of furniture in there. There was a sofa, a settee, just a few things for a sitting room. And when she confirmed that, we were like, okay, we're going to figure this out. So we started panning out, I don't know how to describe it, extending our senses to see what might be there. And we did it individually, and then we each confirmed, we wrote it down, and we confirmed where we all felt the amalgamation, the most energy, I guess you could say, where it felt intense. And we asked the homeowner what was in the closet, and she said she couldn't remember. She said when she'd moved in, there had been furnishings, some she'd kept, some she had, given away or discarded because it was so badly damaged by just age. And so we asked her if we could open the closet. She said yes. We opened it, and there were things like, curtain rods, bear hangers, and some hangers with like long linens on them. And so we kind of dug around in it, and we found a painting. Now, this isn't Dorian Gray, but we found a painting of, I believe it was a man, bearded, sideburns, kind of late 19th century look to him. And we said, we could see a spot on the wall, right? If you look, there was a faint spot where something had been hung. So we said, well, let's put this up. We put it up, and within 20 minutes, we could feel the energy going down and really dissipating. And all of us felt it. We asked the homeowner to go in. She felt it. And so we felt like it was just a misplaced energy that wanted to be back where it could be seen. So that's the story of the Golden Ghost, because it was in Golden, Colorado. Now, I hope you enjoy this short ghost story, and look for more as I have time to record them. Again, I'm Arwen Lynch Poe, often known as Arwen Nightstar, and I teach tarot, I read tarot, I will mentor you as a tarot reader, and I also can do readings for you just as you like, and also to do readings for book characters and to help you plan out your book. So, thank you so much for joining me. Don't forget to hit follow.